Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey folks, how's it going? Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer here, and we're going to cut the crap. The crap, as always, is culture, race, and American politics. Now, you all know by now have heard that young Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted, found not guilty, I should say, not guilty of all five charges that were still left in his case. What I'm going to do in this program is I'm going to talk about some of the media's response to this, because media all around the world is writing about this. The left is showing their true colors, and this is a perfect example of how the media plays the most important role in distrust and unrest in the United States of America. Now, the media will always tell you they're innocent, we're just journalists, we're just doing the reports as we're supposed to report on absolutely the facts. Let me read you a headline, because I want you to know that all the world is watching and has been watching this case. Remember, in the United States of America, it seems that most of the world focus on us. Our leaders find it cool to be in the press around the globe, but I wonder often, are we reflecting what the world really needs to see? Now, this comes from The Independent. It's one of the most significant newspapers in the United Kingdom. Here's the headline. Kyle Rittenhouse cleared of murder after shooting dead two Black Lives Matter protesters. And it says, the tagline underneath it says, the full story, teenager who shot three Black men with a rifle found not guilty on all charges. Now think about that. If you have watched the media, and if you watch the trial, you're trying to wonder who's covering what, because the media has led a vast majority of the United States of America to believe that some white supremacist grabbed a gun, headed into town to shoot himself some people of color just because he didn't like what they were protesting. That's what they're selling. And you're watching one of the largest papers that I just read propagating the lie that a teenager shot three Black men with a rifle and he was not found guilty on all charges. We know, because we look at the facts, there were no Black people involved whatsoever. In fact, the only reason anything Black has been connected to this is because there was a previous shooting of a young Black man who was, I think, attacking his girlfriend. The police intervened, had him stand down, had to fight with him. He was fighting with him. Then he ran away. Then he tried to get in his car. They stopped him. Then in his car, he grabbed his knife to come back out, and they shot him. That's about as Black as this story gets It is, it just happened to be a person of color who made a stupid mistake, who did something totally stupid and got him own self shot. And of course, now he's paralyzed. But the media plays up the fact that this person was shot only because he was black. Now, I want you to understand why I'm covering this, because I want to unpack it for you. You must understand how this racket works. Racism is not a thing when it comes to the media. I want you to understand that. When it comes to the media and government, racism is a big business. You must understand that. For the people that run around, no different than ambulance chasers, when something happens to a person of color and they claim racism, it is so they can both raise money, get media coverage, convince you the world's falling apart and they need to save you to get you to send them money so they can turn around and get more exposure, get more rioters, get more looters. You have to understand that it is a money-making business. Just look at the Al Sharptons of the world or Jesse Jackass of the world that go around trading on race. And now we're seeing a whole new crop of people saying they're out there to fight against this stuff, against white supremacy. This is getting dialed up, and it's because there's money in dialing it up. Again, let me explain how this works. In Kenosha, during the nights of the riots where the first fellow was shot by the police, where he caused it, the mayor did not have the rioting stand down. The city burned. Incredible damage to the city and businesses. The businesses that burned put an ungodly amount of people out of work. What happened when they got out of work and couldn't find jobs? This government we have currently gets to put them on unemployment. And puts them on unemployment and claims, look, we rescued you. Same with the businesses. Puts everybody on unemployment and runs business out. You have to understand the Liberal Party is not for independent businesses. They do not want people to run their own businesses, have their own businesses at all. You know why they don't want that? Because they want you to become a socialist and to get a monthly stipend from the government. They want you to get used to getting money from the government to sit on your butt at home. Just let the government take care of you while they try to push everything within government control. You need to understand there is a bigger process at work when these cities burn and riot and there are no prosecutions. It is a plan being enacted right before your eyes. It has nothing to do with social justice. It has even nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with a political agenda that needs the system to break, all hell to break out, people to be at odds, because the perfect merging of this system is if they can get people to fight and hate each other, and they can get a country that legally has weapons to pull out their weapons. When they can stoke it to that stage and get everybody fighting and, unfortunately, people killing each other, then the last domino falls. And what is that last domino? That last domino that falls is to take gun ownership away from Americans. This is all connected together. When we watch our fellow brothers and sisters in Australia, with these ridiculous mandates and lockdowns. That is the end result they're looking for. Just so you know, in Eastern Europe, one country just enacted yesterday that you cannot fill your car up with fuel until you show your mandate passed, that you have complied. So I want you to understand, every single bit of this is planned and connected. Now, they're saying this young guy, Kyle, was a white supremacist. That's what they need you to believe. They need you to buy into total white supremacy so they get backlash of the system, tear down all of our structures, our constitution, and everything else, and then ride in on their white horse to save you. That is how this game is played. Every single country that has been taken over socialism, then gone communist, has followed this exact playbook. These color revolutions, these stoking violence between groups, these vilifying individual groups of people to make people hate them, started with the Jews, and now if you're white, you're in the crosshairs, is a playbook based on dominating people and taking over lives. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you some of the comments online of the people that have bought in to this crap. We need to stop talking about race, because this is not about race. We need to stop talking about white supremacy, because this is not about white supremacy. We even need to stop talking about left versus right in many ways, and we need to focus on exactly what is really going on. There is a big plan underway for world dominance. And they are trying their best to roll our country that has been the bastion of freedom forever. They're trying their best to roll our country into that game plan. And behind it is a government that makes excuses for our voting system and tells us nothing wrong. Remember, they have to control the voting system. And then we've got a media that gives coverage to the government. You are watching this play out in real time. From a legal standpoint, I'm going to go to Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz said, and this is where the media has a problem. He said, the facts they presented, he's speaking of the media, were radically different from the facts presented in court. Live coverage of criminal trials serves an important check and balance against the deliberate distortions of the biased media commentators. Now, I want you to understand that. If for any reason this trial was not televised, none of us would have the truth or have seen the video that was withheld from everybody. In this case, that live coverage of the trial helped open America's and hopefully the world's eyes. However, part of the media game that goes on is they understand that Americans have been trained not to pay attention. If you've already listened this far into my radio broadcast, you have now exactly, boom, went 7 times the longest attention span is averaged on social media. The longest attention span. It's actually 28 times of what most people take to consume their news, because we've been taught to get our news in 140 characters and that the news is, in fact, the gospel truth. But when you get your news in those short sound bites where you don't get the truth, you end up being like this guy, IT, says, how many opiates did you sniff in celebration of the verdict? See, part of this is a play to actually make everybody with a weak mind think that justice has not been served. The bottom line is, this ran in the system of justice and by the rule of law, and the only people that disagree with the verdict are the people that did not watch the proceedings and decide to dig to get the information. Those are the weak minds that are killing our society. When I come back, let's look at some of the comments and who's saying what, and help you understand how this is all one huge manipulation.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. If you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters, people cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history, by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things that end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things that can change the vote. I'm Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. I'm an inventor.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
So now you understand why I named this radio program Cut the Crap. Crap is an acronym for culture, race, and American politics. Those are the three things that are kicking our ass as Americans that have been weaponized against us to try to get us to forget about our freedoms, forget about our liberties, forget about our rights, and let our company, or our country, should I say, go to hell in a handbasket. That's the crap I'm talking about. Because when you take this mix-up of culture and race and American politics and you throw it all into one melting pot and everything's connected, it is what is killing, absolutely killing our country. I want to read some of the crap that's going on social media. And when I read these, I understand that even media people, or this is the blue check crowd, okay? The blue check crowd are the people on Twitter that are supposedly supposed to be important, and they get their little blue check. By the way, I don't apply for my blue check because you have to literally tell them where you live and everything like that, and I'm certainly not going to do that to the left and let it be weaponized against me. But let's look at a few things. Jamil Hill says, America sent the message that Trayvon Martin deserved to die and Kyle Rittenhouse is a hero. I don't see how the two connect, but I understand he reaches back to keep this stoked. Somebody named Rachel Ziegler, Kyle Rittenhouse being acquitted on all charges after such a heinous crimes is the epitome of white privilege and exactly what is wrong with this godforsaken country. Well, what it's the epitome of, Rachel, is how the justice system works with real evidence, not how the media gets to decide who's guilty or not. Full Frontal, don't know what that is, but Full Frontal says, acquitting Kyle Rittenhouse, I guess Samantha B, acquitting Kyle Rittenhouse sends a message to the future Kyle Rittenhouses that they are free to incite violence and then claim self-defense. This is not justice. Wow, what a revisionist history, Sam B, Full Frontal idiot. Who was inciting violence? The protesters. Who was burning the town? The protesters. Who was chasing Kyle? The protesters. You see, it's all about you allow your ethics to be variable. You don't allow them to be fixed. You can't allow them to be fixed. Because if your ethics are based on facts, you're forced to see it exactly as it is. In 2000, there were 538 of these destructive riots. Zero convictions. So burning property is okay. That's not violence. Stripping people out of their car and beating their asses on the street because they were trying to get down the street in front of BLM or whatever, get to their homes, that's not inciting violence. So you're saying, Samantha, that Kyle Rittenhouse was the one inciting violence? John Cooper says, raise your hand if you are sick to your stomach that Kyle Rittenhouse will be freed with zero punishment. Number one, do you think Kyle Rittenhouse got zero punishment? I think Kyle Rittenhouse got about $2 billion worth of media coverage, ruining his life, painting him as a white supremacist, painting him as a killer, that he's got $2 billion worth of media punishment, and even the current president of the United States branding him a criminal when that is untrue. You don't think Kyle's been punished? I think Kyle's been punished egregiously. Ida Bay Wells. In this country, you can even kill white people and get away with it if those white people are fighting for black lives. This is the legacy of 1619. Which, of course, is the other joke trying to rewrite history. Here's one of the smartest men in the room that's known for his intellectual prowess, not. He's just a freaking idiot. Colin Kaepernick. We just witnessed a system built on white supremacy that validates terrorist acts of a white supremacist. This only further validates the need to abolish our current system. White supremacy cannot be reformed. See, the left uses useful idiots. All of these people do not realize they're useful idiots. Stephen King, another useful idiot, great writer, useful idiot. So, the white guy goes free. Is that the message? The New York Attorney General wrote, "This is a dark day for our justice system." Now, this is the New York Attorney General. "This is a dark day for our justice system. As a lawyer, I respect jury verdicts," doublespeak, "but this is yet another reminder that our system needs to be uprooted and reformed." Eric Erickson, well, we're still in a country where Colin Kaepernick is not a hero and Kyle Rittenhouse is not a terrorist. America is awesome. Eric Erickson, if you don't think America's good, why are you still here? I call you for the chicken shit you are. Leave the country, right? Derek Johnson of the NAACP, "The verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is a reminder of the treacherous role that white supremacy and privilege pay within our justice system." This is how the system's broken, folks. Josh Gad, I think he's a producer, I don't know, but he's definitely a gad. "It has now been put out there that vigilantes can just go and kill people protesting issues like racial inequality whenever they want and get away with it." Think about that for a minute. Folks, this is how the game is played. See, these useful idiots will make these comments because they get amplified and they get more gigs. They get more television gigs, movie gigs, news gigs, or whatever, if they amplify the left. That's the payment system. They get paid to continually tell you America sucks and is dying. That's how this rig works. More coming up right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news.
They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
I just like the opening to this segment of the radio program. Do believe that politicians have a vested interest in you not knowing the truth. True. Literally, if politicians, by aid of the media, can keep you from not knowing the truth, they can exercise their plan to turn us all into battery units. Folks, I am not kidding. If you've watched the movie The Matrix, when Neo literally gets a look at the Matrix and he pops out of the bubble where they got him as a battery unit, folks, we are in the Matrix. We might not be in a simulation, but we are in fact in slavery. The system uses us. The system has now literally taken this and turned us only into battery units, earning units. And that's why I think most people go into politics, because a lot of them have no backgrounds, and literally they think they should rule people. I think it's a lot of people that felt they were bullied as kids, and that's their this is their revenge. And I think the more they're like that Jerry Nadler, right? That guy's what, about 3'10", 4'2", something like that. You know, he mercilessly got picked on as a kid, and he chose to go into government. And because he felt he was picked on and needed saving, he is damn sure going to make anybody that's successful in their life kowtow to him and capitulate so he can control them. He wants to bring them to their knees for heckling him when he was a kid. I'm convinced of it. The only problem is, Nadler, when those people bend to their knees to kowtow to you, they're unfortunately still taller than you. Let's go back on reading some of the just ridiculous comment. Somebody named Jen Hunter. Not that anybody, any of these are not blue checks now. Of course, the horrific precedent to incite further violence against those who want to exercise their First Amendment. I'm sickened by today's verdict. The Globe writing overseas is the Globe and Mail, another large paper overseas, or excuse me, Canada. Rittenhouse verdict reignites polarized U.S. gun debate. Part of this is to try to take away our guns. That's the bottom line. You cannot bring a country to its knees and make them total servants where they'll accept anything until you can take away their guns. That is why you have to understand the people that keep on doing this mantra about guns kill people. Half of them are useful puppets. The other quarter are paid to repeat it. They just don't pay attention, but people think they have reach and they pay them to repeat it. And the other quarter are the people that know we got to get these guns out of America if we want to get our way. Period. These people know no more about our rights than what's going on. BoldLatina.com wrote, "The verdict is in and we are not surprised." Along with a big meme that says, "White supremacy is terrorism." I disagree with Bold Latina. I think the media is mass terrorism. I think the media is a weapon of mass destruction. That is the bottom line. Now, some people, right, they just ignore things. Now, Knuckle Dragger actually said Joseph Rosenblum raped children. You can say you don't agree with the verdict, and obviously his past wasn't relevant to the trial, but just as this goes to show that, in truth, marching for social justice is fully a performative act and does not make you a good person by default. Knuckle Dragger, you got it right on. That's comedian Tom C, by the way. A lot of this is performance art. A lot of this is what's called virtue signaling. These young kids get out and think if they do this, they are signaling how great, how smart, how wonderful, and how right they are. The left lives off of virtue signaling. It is very easy to jump on a bandwagon and say, "Oh, guns are horrible." And you comment on social media because you're sending a signal to those reading that, wow, you're enlightened and you're smart. No, it's actually the simplest form to get people to look at you so you can feel, I'm important. People like what I think. Virtue signaling is a cancer. And social media, socialist media, I should say, literally are what fuel this social signaling that it means nothing, folks. It is total junk. Even the victim of Anthony Huber and stuff are saying this was unjust. Now, I understand it when you get a loved one killed, but long before the loved one got killed, why were they out rioting, burning, and attacking people? Why was that? We have to talk about that. This is where some of this stuff, you know, the Daily Caller, here's some of the other views. Now, it says, celebrities react to Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, I love Star Trek, right? But I do not care what Sulu from Star Trek thinks about any of this. George Takei, I don't care if, you know, you're a rump ranger. Not at all. I do not care about your sex life at all. I do not care. That is your right. That is freedom. You are exercising freedom. It's totally okay. But to take your platform, both as an actor, both as a gay activist, both as somebody of note, to say justice is denied. Justice denied is a body blow to our national psyche. How is this? He writes, on trial was not only a killer, but a system that continues to kill. Today, the system defeated true justice once again. But mark these words, we will never stop fighting for what is right and just. George, you have to understand as a smart guy. Number one, you literally came up in Hollywood where you could not talk about the fact that you were gay outside Hollywood because it would destroy your career. You now live in a world as an 84-year-old man where it's totally cool. Nobody gives a crap about your sexuality. That's over and gone. But to say that laws don't matter, to actually just take a platform because it's the accepted left platform. Now, I understand you didn't have much of a career after Star Trek, and now you're in the limelight and have commercials and stuff because you come out as gay, and gay is a great, new, wonderful thing, and now they're moving on to transism. I get it. It gets people looking at you. It gets building your social media. But how can you deny that law matters? You are a product of laws matter. Let me give you an example, George Takei. You lived in a suppressed system. You came up in a suppressed system. There was no way you could say to the open world that you were a gay man. That's shameful. That's who you are. That's totally fine. But you grew up in that oppression. And now as our world has evolved, and now nobody cares really about anybody's sexuality, for you to deny that even laws like that protected you, even laws where people used to beat gay people up and it be no big deal, we have laws on the books to prevent that from happening. Even countries like Muslim countries, George, that would murder you if you were there because you were gay, you live in the United States of America, where it's okay, where you are even protected. You're protected because you're gay. You're protected because you're considered a minority class, being Asian. You benefit from all these rights and laws. You have direct benefit of this. So how do you say that our country is messed up? How do you say that our country is upside down and horrible? You are living proof that America embraces, is not racist, accepts, evolves, moves on, and your personal life makes no difference. This is the issue I have with these things. Why people do that? Why celebrities do that? Now, Megyn Kelly wrote, "Justice was done. Kyle Rittenhouse was unfairly maligned by dishonest press and politicians who used them to advance their own fortunes. If there are riots, these smear merchants should shoulder the blame." But again, if you have conservative views, you get ostracized. See, this is what I just don't get. Even on the left, some of these people that speak out, have already benefited from the fact our country left its racist past a long time ago. That's why it's okay to be black. That's why it's okay to be gay. That's why nobody cares about it. You are who you are. We've had black presidents, senators, congresspeople, multimillionaires, sports stars, and everything. Everything in America has changed from its racist past. We don't have Negro leagues. We have Black Entertainment Network. It's gone in reverse. And now the people that felt the system was racist against them have become the racists. And I just don't get it. I would have to assume George Takei is a very smart guy. I actually like him. But how can you not see this? How can you not, George, after 84 years of life, take a personal inventory of your own life, what you grew up with, what you faced in school, in Hollywood, in public, because you had to hide. And you conquered it, and it's over, and it's a thing of the past. And by the way, gay people get a lot of attention and make a lot of news and have a lot of shows and are in everything. But you still say the system is broke, that America is broke. How is that? How is it that you think it's broke? Prentice Penny, I don't know who that is. The judge knowingly, I repeat, knowingly worked this for a not guilty verdict. Patton Oswalt, want to be a Supreme Court justice? Want to murder two people, not go to jail? One, cut some onions. Two, be white. Onions, the fake crime stuff. I don't get it, folks. When we come back, I'm going to read you a few more of these, and then I'm going to give you my closing comments and how we get over this sickness. Be right back right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Those in the know like to stay in the realm of innovation. Join them. It's easy to keep up with the latest trends and own the latest tech with BMW Select, as it offers you the option to drive a brand new BMW every 3 years. You also get to tailor your deal to suit your pocket and your lifestyle. Visit select.bmw.co.za for more. BMW Select, dynamic finance for ultimate control. BMW Financial Services is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal, thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
So the crap I'm talking about cutting right now is in culture, race, and American politics. It's this thing about racism, because I'm not sure why even supposedly smart, enlightened, educated people don't get that this is just a media distraction to help politicians gain more over Americans in life. Now, people like Josh Gad, I had to look him up during the break. I didn't know who he was, but evidently he's an American actor, known for voicing Olaf in Frozen, playing Elder Arnold Cunningham in the Broadway musical Book of Mormon, blah, 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 blah. I didn't know who he was. But Josh, the reason you can even say what you say is because we have freedom. But you don't understand, in other countries, you could have been put in jail for this if they didn't like it. Look at the tennis star out of China that came out and said one of the communist leaders raped her and now she's disappeared. Josh, you too benefit from the United States of America. You can say this stuff. It's totally fine to have that opinion, but you have to understand this is a ploy that uses political prostitutes like you to help take over the system. Josh says it's now been put out there that vigilantes can just go and kill people protesting issues like racial equality whenever they want and get away with it. Think about that for a second. Josh, here's something to think about. If they get America's guns and we go full communism, people like you will be the first to be disappeared for speaking your minds. You have to understand how all of this works together. Josh, you make a living because of the American free system of business. You're living your dream as an actor, I would assume. You make money voicing cartoons. And you can say this stuff online, it's fine. That's your right. I totally respect that. But you got to understand they're trying to take our rights. Patti LuPone, another Broadway person, says Rittenhouse verdict gives them permission to kill. I lost the definition of right and wrong. No, you haven't. You're all being manipulated. This is how the system manipulates all of us. You too on the F. D.L. Hughley says Kyle Rittenhouse will be a cop in 3 years. Folks, entertainers. Number one, an entertainer. I really don't understand what voice you have in this other than people follow you. Good job. You make your living as an entertainer, but you have to have the facts. But most important, you have to understand what happens. One of the things that happens in communist countries is almost all the entertainment and arts people get exterminated first. Read your history. Bette Midler, who says Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty, though we saw him killed too. Fundamentally stupid, I predict he will go on to a big career on Fox in radical right-wing circles, which counts as a plus with them. A tragic, tragic day for decent thinking, feeling, ethical people everywhere. I understand. Again, this is part of the social media addiction. Bette Midler, who has kind of lost her relevancy and productivity in society, they use social media to become relevant again. And that's why Bette Midler has 2 million followers. That's okay. If this is what puts you on the radar and lets the world know you're not dead, that's fine. But everybody on the left has to accept this is part of a greater plan. And what's part of a greater plan is to fundamentally change the United States of America. And it is not the fundamentally change you think. They're going to tell you it's to support gay rights. But if we go communist, your gay is about to become a huge liability. They're going to tell you that it's for to protect people from racism. However, you're going to find if we go communist, that then people of color are going to have a serious, serious issue, just like what goes on in China. You folks on the left, and all of you listening on the right, all of this stuff we're seeing about white supremacy or racism is part of a multimedia pronged approach to basically make our country kill ourselves. You are witnessing the slow, secular suicide of the United States of America. They're sitting back, pouring money in, flowing money in, cheaper than wars, by the way, buying off politicians, buying off media companies, buying into media companies, and they're setting the agendas to talk about. Because they know fundamentally the United States of America is the greatest nation in the world that has the perfect constitution that other countries do not have. And that's why our short experiment on the world globe makes us the powerhouse we are, because after all the trial and error of socialism, of communism, of imperial leadership, and all that other crap, we got it right. That's why America is what it is. We got it right. And because we got it right, those out there can't accept it. They can't accept once being the world dominating power, now they're a little bitty island and want to take it all back. You must understand this is a warfare on America. And every one of you liberal people, you benefit from being an American. You benefit living in our free society and system, and exactly what they want to do is shut it down. So right now, you're the meat puppet. They're running their fist right up you and mouth in your mouth, and you're saying stuff that you think is about being free, but they're using you to take over your country and to destroy the greatness we really have, because America has always been great. We've went through our stuff, but we're changing. You have to reach out and tell these people, cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hutt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country,
our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. The choice is yours. I hope you join me. Click on the link below to take advantage of this exclusive, limited-time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.